It is not by my own strength. It's not by my own power. It's not by any good thing that I have done in myself, in my own righteousness. It's only because of you. So give him thanks again this evening. Just say, Lord, I thank you. Yes, I sinned, but I thank you because I've been forgiven. I've been forgiven because Jesus died and paid for that sin. He paid to wash away the consequences. He paid to make my life new again. He paid so that it will be like I have never made a mistake in my life. Thank you because you have made me righteous. I want us to begin to declare that righteousness. Everybody say after me, say, in Christ Jesus, I have been made righteous. Say, in Christ Jesus, I have been made righteous. Please pause for a moment and listen to this again. I said to you earlier, how do we resist Satan? By declaring that which is written. Now, understand this. My focus in this teaching on righteousness and this prayer today on righteousness is to help us to understand again that it is not what we labored for that we are going to get in this life. That is what is called self-righteousness. It is what Jesus paid for. So when you say that in Christ Jesus I have been made righteous, what you are saying is that, listen, no, my husband is of God, my children are of God, my prosperity is of God, my wife is of God. You know, I was thinking about the other day, he said, houses and riches. Solomon was saying, God, fathers can give. He said, but a prudent wife is of the Lord. Now, something struck me. Just by yesterday or 2 days ago, I was driving, I just remembered that scripture. I said, look, no matter how much you arrange, that's what he was saying. No matter, you know, some people go and check the family, you know, that kind of thing. You send people to the village, they go and investigate. You do all the investigation. That's what they call houses and riches are from the fathers. That's how fathers can buy a house. Are you getting my point? Yes. They have the money. They can say, okay, my son is getting married, my daughter is getting married, let me settle them. And they dash them a whole building. He said, no matter how good intention they are, they can never give a prudent wife. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? So when we're talking about righteousness, that's what we are saying. That I will get, or I have gotten, or I am getting, are you getting my point? A prudent wife from the Lord. The emphasis is from the Lord. That's the meaning of the word righteousness. Righteousness is not the church I go. You go to say there, are you righteous? Yes, now nah, my name is not a Christian name. No. Righteousness simply means that whatever it is I will get in life is because Jesus has paid for it. Are you getting my point? So when you are saying, in Christ Jesus, I have been made righteous, that statement is heavy. I hope you hear what I said. Let me say it to you again. When you are making that statement, you are looking at the so-called witches, toying. I don't know whether you get my point. Who knows how to do toying here? You know how to do toying? Two finger toying, not one. That's what it means. Some people are going for deliverance. Go to the village, scatter all the devils. Just go there and say, in Christ Jesus, I have been made righteous. That is deliverance. It is a toying spirit. You understand? You just do like this, the village spirit. Jesus said, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me. That's what it means. That's what it means. So when you say, in Christ Jesus, I've been made righteous, the emphasis on that doctrine of righteousness is what I'm bringing forth. You're not just saying I'm righteous, that yes, now I'm a good Christian now. No, that now I behave properly. It's good. Thank God for good behavior. But that word righteousness, all right, it means simply, Satan, there's nothing you can do to me. And they say this one is in the family. Say, not me. It will not affect me. Are you getting my point? You know, in India, somebody that there's what they call the untouchables. You know, the Hindus have this caste system. Eh? You know what they call the caste system? Yeah, they have like 5 castes. You know, the top people are the priests, the warriors, then, you know, like that. Finally, you get this lowest group of people who they call the untouchables. You know what that means? Fellow is born poor. Now, listen, not born poor. His great-great-grandfather was poor. And so was his great-grandfather. So was his grandfather. So was his father. And so will he be, and so will his children be. They don't own anything. They don't have sense. In quote. No, not because their brain is different from everybody else's own. Although eventually, if you check it over generations, the brain too will cooperate. I'm telling you, they have this caste system. But if an untouchable will rise up one day and say, in Christ Jesus, I have been made righteous. Listen, his children will rule that country. I hope you are getting my point. his children would be amongst the richest in that land. That's the meaning of the word righteousness. Righteousness is not, no, I'm not a good behavior, I'm not a well-behaved guy, I'm a well-behaved lady. That's good, that's part of it. But that's not the meaning of righteousness in its entirety. To be declared righteous means that Canaan, you know Canaan, cursed be Canaan, the son of Ham. It means Canaan will go up to Noah and say, a servant of servants I will not be. I don't know what I heard I said. That Noah will say, cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants he will be. Canaan will come back and say, bro, Noah, come, let's talk. I came with news for you. There was a time you said, cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants he will be. I have come back now to tell you that Canaan is no longer cursed. And is nobody's servant apart from being the servant of the Most High God. Righteousness, the Bible says, delivers from death. What is death? Not just to collapse and your heart starts beating. Death is a spirit. It's a spirit of sickness, it's a spirit of poverty, it's a spirit of confusion. That's what death is. So when the Bible says righteousness delivers from death, that's part of it. That is, the spirit of confusion comes and say, and you say to him, me? You want to confuse me? You must be out of your mind. I have been made righteous. How does that come to be? Let me emphasize it again. It is not because of the good works that you did in righteousness. It is because of the faith that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and paid for it all. What are we doing again today? We are resisting every contrary thought. Do you get my point?
Yes.
I've heard Christians, and you know, I grew up under the Word of Faith movement when it was strong in Nigeria. The first thing you learned when you enter fellowship was the doctrine of righteousness. Recently, now I'll be hearing Christians, they look at someone like the G.O., E. Adeboye, they look at Bishop Oyedepo, and they feel inferior. And I can't understand. Those are great men of God. What nonsense. We are all children of God, for all I understand. You know me very well. You know how I respect people. I respect the men. But listen, none of the great men in code that you know is superior to me or you. The fact that you come up here to come and hear me teach day in, day out is simply because I'm occupying my own position. There is a place you will go to, and I will always go there. Stanley, don't I come to your office? Ask C-Ben, don't I go to his office? This is my own office. When it's time to measure my clothes, I go to C-Ben's office. When it's time to hear the word, C-Ben comes to this place. No man is superior to the other one. Have you not gone to a doctor's clinic before? You've not been to a doctor's clinic where you see one small, tiny girl like this is a doctor, and you see one old, multi-millionaire sit down. Yeah, doc, yeah, this is where it is. And doc said, pull down your trouser. And the man doesn't hesitate. Doctor said, pull down your trouser. Is it a matter of superiority? No, now. You will go to his business place too, where he's the champion. And then he will say, pull out your checkbook. Then you pull it out. You want this? Pay for a sign. Yes, 1.5 million. And you will give him and say, thank you, sir. Are you getting my point? The glory, the glamour around each person is not what means that somebody has a superior level of righteousness. If you occupy your own office, there will be glory and glamour around you too. You hear what I said? Each person, occupy your office. Are you getting my point? Some of the men we look up to, they have occupied their offices. When it comes to righteousness, we're all the same. Why? Because it's not because of the amount of works we have done that makes us approved before God. It is because we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is because we come having been washed by his blood. Now, you know why I went through all of this again? To let us understand that when we use the word righteous, when you declare it again and say, and you are saying I'm righteous, you are understanding the level where you are in life. Satan is not your mate. Shouldn't keep you up all night. If you want to stay up all night, let it be that you need more revelation. Are you getting my point? You need more understanding. During the day, everybody is disturbing you. So one day, you're going to sleep early. 8 o'clock, you're going to sleep. And by 11, you wake up. and drink a cup of coffee on top of that. He said, tonight is my Bible. And these messages that Yinka and Israel brought back from Lagos. So these messages they brought back, Shede were there for 1 week during the day. I will be here for 1 week during the night. That's what should keep you awake. Satan shouldn't keep you awake. Say, Lord, give me understanding. Righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding that I will have direction. Give me understanding I will have success. Give me understanding and I shall live. That's what David said. That's what should keep you up awake. Say, tonight we're going to destroy the witches. They were destroyed once Jesus went to that cross. You get the point? They were destroyed. You don't stay up awake because of people who were destroyed long ago. The Bible says, having spoiled principalities and what? And powers. He made a public show of them, triumphing over them in it. He must stay up awake because of them. No, a righteous man doesn't do that. Like I like to quote all the time, David, he said, in peace will I lay me down and sleep, because the Lord alone makes me dwell in safety. That's what righteous people do. They go to sleep. In the midst of calamity and adversity, Jesus fell asleep. They had to wake him up. Don't you care that the rest of us are about to die? We know you know we'll die. They didn't think he was going to join them in the death. I hope you understand that. You know what I think? If when they were making noise, you would have slept through that storm. The storm would have gotten tired. You know, sometimes when the baby wants to sleep, what do? You rock the baby. Sometimes you need to be rocked. So Jesus wanted to be rocked, so the storm came to rock the boat. The righteous man, in the midst of adversity, he closed his eyes and he slept. You're not going to keep up at night because of a devil. Is that your name,
amen?
Why? Simply because you have been made righteous in Christ Jesus. Let's go back to the prayer now. Let's put up our hand and say, Father, I thank you because I have been made righteous. Because Jesus died, he washed away my sins, he gave me a new life. Say, Lord, I thank you because of that, I have been made righteous. Because of that, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Beat your chest, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Say, I am seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. Say it, far above principalities and powers. Let's talk about those things again. Say, all principalities and powers, they have been spoiled. Say, Jesus spoils them. He destroyed them. He defeated them. He made a public show of them. Therefore, I'm immune from to their powers. No witch can touch me. No power of the enemy can handle me. Say it, in peace I will lay me down and sleep. In peace I will lie down at night. Because the Lord alone makes me dwell in safety. Declare it again. Say, in Christ Jesus, I have been made righteous. Say, I am a righteous man, I'm a righteous woman. Say the one that applies to you. Not because of my own works, which I did in my own righteousness, but because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Say, I'm not inferior to any man. I am the handiwork of God. Say, I'm not inferior to any person. I am the handiwork of God. God crafted me in Christ Jesus, and he said to me, you are a righteous person. He said to me, your sins have been removed. As far as the east is from the west, so has he removed my sins from me. Therefore, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing to hold in me, because I've been washed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Say it, because I have been washed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All ancestral curses are broken. All ancestral covenants are broken. All ancestral bondages, they are broken. Say, like Canaan, I can return back to Noah and say, I'm not cursed anymore. Because Jesus has paid to wash off the curse of slavery. No, that's what I said earlier. That's what I'm referring to. That Canaan can walk back up to Noah. You know, sometimes I see Christians talking about that. God loves the Jews. I know it's very annoying to hear some statements. I am the one that's beloved of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, you are the one that is beloved of God. Any Jew that wants to be loved, that better believe like you believe. Are you getting my point? Any Jew that wants to be loved. No, you know, Christians are funny. Things that Jesus warned them about. He said, I know you will come and say, we have Abraham for our father. You know, they said in the days of Jesus. Yeah, Christians are the one quoting it now, that they have Abraham for their father. Say, I am beloved by God.
I am the Lord's beloved.
It doesn't matter what I did in the past. I have been washed. It doesn't matter what my ancestors did. The link has been broken. Now I have an ancestor. His name is Jesus Christ. Now I have an ancestor in faith. And that is Father Abraham. I am of faith. And by that faith, I have been made righteous. You know, I spoke extensively of the on the meaning of the word righteousness. Bear those things in mind again. Just think about them for a second. And say it again. Because of faith. Say it. Because of faith. I have been made righteous. Because of faith. Not because of my works. I wanted to say this so that you won't believe this the opposite anymore. Say, my giving is not what is making me prosper. My giving is because I'm a giver. I hope you understand what I said. That my prosperity, say it, was paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, even if I have nothing to give, I will still prosper. I'm a generous person. Because God has made me righteous. I'm a generous person. Because I don't hold on to the things of this world. I'm a generous person. Not because I'm afraid of tomorrow. But because I trust God. That He has my tomorrow in His hands. My righteousness. Which was achieved by faith. Speaks in this wise. That your future. Say that your righteousness is talking to you. You understand my point? And it's saying to you. Say, it's saying to me. That my future is secure. In Christ Jesus. That Jesus paid for it. Say, Jesus paid for it. Just wave your hands to the Lord Jesus. Say, Lord, I thank you that you paid for it. Say, I thank you that you paid for it. It is crucial that Christians stop laboring as if that labor is what will make them. No. Thank God now. Right now, thank God because He has paid for the thing that you were laboring for. You have been made. You know what? Listen to this. You know what the Lord Jesus said? Occupy with this until I come. Anything you are doing in life right now, it's called occupation. You know, that's why they call it occupation. What is your occupation? It's something that occupies you. Children of God, they are responsible people. They are not idle. They are not beggars. You know what a beggar is? Looking for where it is happening. A child of God is somebody that likes to give. When I say give, now, not just money. Money is part of it. But if there's something going on, and who will do this? Let's go and help them. Are you getting my point? That's why you're a Nigerian. Nigerian needs help. You are getting what I'm saying? Yes, anywhere you go in life, you know, I say it all the time. I say, my landlord is a nice man. I don't care how he is physically. All I care about is that I am living in a house I did not build. Therefore, I give an offering regularly. Yes, that's how a Christian thinks. You know that when it's time to pay rent, I say, this rent is safe. In your mind, why is this man collecting it? That's what you are thinking about him. Instead of you to think about the head as God gives you the opportunity. All right? You're thinking, how is he collecting it? So you're happy if you're broke, so you can tell the man I'm broke. A child of God is a giver. So I gladly write the check and give my landlord his it's an offering. Are you getting my point? For being so kind, it's called appreciation. You know, you have to learn how to say thank you. When Jesus healed some people, what did they do? They ran away making noise. One came back. And came to say thank you. And Jesus said, this one should be commended. In the same manner, a man built a house. I should tell him thank you. Are you seeing the Christian perspective to everything? You know why? Because I'm a giver. Because you are a giver. As for your future, as for the houses you will build, you know, somebody's already building them. I hope you know.
Yes.
Somebody's mapping out your land.
Yes.
Yes. Somebody else is doing it. That's why I tell you, look, find your own job and do it. Stop struggling with somebody else's own. Look, someday I've told God in heaven, and God knows that, in fact, he has done that one. I will never supervise any building in my life. You know why? I'm not an architect. I'm not a building contractor. I'm not a civil engineer. What am I doing supervising buildings? I will go and preach. Somebody should go and supervise my building. You go there and say, how many bags of cement? Oh, yeah, count it. God, if I do that, put me out of ministry. Well, don't just let me do that. Let's not even talk about being put out of ministry. Just don't let me do that. Somebody say, if you do it by direct labor, you will save a million. Why should I save a million? Am I not a giver? This saving. Why should I save a millionaire? Sometimes we calculate ourselves into poverty. There's no need. If you do it by yourself, do it like that, you will save like a millionaire. I said, if everybody is saving like that, all of us are going to be poor. Yes. So let me pay the 1 million extra and have time to do my own work. Let the man whose job it is to be supervising the building, let him make the million. He too has to eat now. His children must go to school. I'm not doing any direct labor. I'm not federal government, FEMA. I'm blessed. Is that your name, man?
Amen.
You are blessed. Is that your name, man?
Amen.
Don't be afraid to let money draw. No, directly, but we're going to save. Look, it's a time of poverty. You think such things. You are thinking of prosperity. Get ready. Did I hear that? What did I say?
Yes.
Say, I'm getting ready. Say,
I'm getting ready.
See, that's how righteous people think. You know why? You're a giver. Later on, we'll talk about it maybe on Saturday. He said, you were created for good works. What did I say? Say, I was created for good works. For good works. For good works. Good works come out of you because of how you were created. Not because you are trying to achieve something, but because of how you were created. Say it again. Say, my righteousness is speaking.
My righteousness is speaking.
And it is saying to me, oh boy, oh girl, your future is secure. Somebody has paid for it.
Somebody has paid for it.
Say, Jesus has paid for it. Right now, I'm living my life
knowing
that Jesus has paid for it. In Christ Jesus, I have been made righteous. Say this after me. Say, it makes all grace abound towards me that I have all sufficiency in all things. Therefore, I am bound to every good work. He said, behold, he causes prosperity to flow towards me like a river, and the wealth of the nations
like an overflowing stream.
Say, why? No, ask now. Say, why?
Because Jesus paid.
It's not free. It's just that Jesus has paid. And I receive that grace.
And I walk in it.
Say this, we need to say that we are resisting the devil. Say, I do not have any confidence in my own ability.
My sufficiency is of God.
He has made me sufficient.
Able
to fulfill his assignment for my life.
He has made me able.
Capable.
Sufficient.
To express his glory on this earth.
Say it,
it is not by my own strength.
I'm not relying on my strength.
I'm not relying on my degrees.
I'm not relying on my education.
I'm not relying on my connection.
I'm not relying on who my natural father is.
Those are the things of the flesh.
Say, those are the things of the flesh.
But I know
that by righteousness,
I have been made able
to become anything in life.
Because God has so purposed,
and so he has created me And so he has enabled me. Therefore, I do not rely on the arm of flesh. But I rely on the operation of the Spirit of God. Therefore, I speak to my soul. Rest in Christ. Rest in God. Rest in Christ. Rest in God. Your future is secure. Hey, that thing, I feel so strong about that. Your future is secure. Listen, let me say it to you again and repeat it. I said, my future, say it,
my future
is secure. Jesus paid for it already. I'm not laboring to bring it to pass. Jesus paid for it already. I'm not trying to create it. Jesus paid for it already. God the Father is releasing it. Bit by bit. And in due season. Bit by bit. And in due season. I'm walking into my glory.
I'm walking into my destiny.
Jesus paid for it all.
He removed all the hindrances.
I don't need to know anybody.
When the time comes,
the person that God will use, listen to this, we seek to know me by himself. How did Joseph get to know Pharaoh? Do you get the point I'm making?
Yes, sir.
How did Joseph get to know Pharaoh? It was Pharaoh that had a problem. It was one of Pharaoh's ministers that told him, God, we like this person, the way he help us. Pharaoh paid the money. They went to the prison, bought clothes. Somebody will buy you a suit and a flight ticket. Watch it.
Amen.
They will say to you that, where you are going? This is your cloth, not if you enter. He said, now, the one where I get with that. They go, look, wait. I better bring that one. Okay, quickly. Then inside is not there. Yeah, rush. Let them go and get his size. One of my friends, when God wanted to bless him, his friend called him and said, well, what did they say? I didn't know. He said, come to Lagos. They said, I can't come to Lagos. I don't have transport fare. He said, okay, go to the airport. When you get to the counter, tell them your name. So he got to one of the airlines counter. Hello, my name is so and so. Oh, you're welcome, sir. They thought the thing. Take. The guy looks at it, that's not bad. He said, one of those, he arrived in Lagos and he saw two different people waiting for him. One had this plaque, a placard with his name on it, saying, now you with the logo. And that person said, so when he got there, said, God said, we should come and carry you. And that was said, Madam said, we should come and carry you. So he looked, said, your own is a car, your own is a jeep, the car can go. You see, when God, you see, anybody you have to be calling and calling, stop calling. God has not appointed that one to be your helper. No, God has not appointed that one. The one that tells you, okay, next week, call me again. He's hanging the phone, he's not answering the call, you are calling, you are getting to his gates. Okay, he just left here now. Any message for me? No, was he expecting you? You didn't see, no, just needed to know that all flesh is grass. Sure, you found out now. And I'm telling you today, stop going. You won't lose anything.
Amen.
Don't worry, you won't lose anything.
Amen.
The person that God has, because God uses people, the person he has appointed, if he has to go when you are coming, he will leave a message with apologies. Please. And you will know that this one wants me. Are you getting my point?
Yes.
The one that's like, let's just do this poor boy a favor. It's not the will of God. Listen, when we use the word righteousness, that's what it means. What I've tried to do today is this. As you live here, don't ever forget it. You don't trust in your own righteousness. You don't. You trust only in the righteousness of God, which you attain by faith in Christ Jesus. That's why it's not everything you settle for because you think you don't deserve more than that. There's nothing in this life you don't deserve. Why? You're not the one paying. Let's talk in natural plane now. Assume that Aliko Dangote called me one day and said, we're talking in natural plane, all right? We're talking natural plane. I said, we're going somewhere. And they now give me a ticket. I'm about to, and they say, first class, please. I'll say, no. First class, if I sell this, I can't sell the ticket. Nobody may pay for it. You know the way we think normally.
this kind of ticket now. Ah, that one go lay foundation, okay? Waiting. But this one is it, oh? Nobody you pay for them. Are you getting my point? Somebody else paid for it. Somebody, you know, is it the Adenuga that dashed the Eagles $1 million because they won a match? Huh? You see what I'm saying? So such a man say, okay, come and fly. And I say, ah, okay, this money not too much for ordinary flying. Why are we flying first class? Is it your money? If a man can dash somebody $1 million for playing football, just to give you $600 to fly from here to the U.S., now you get my point? So in life, don't look, it's not what you are able to do. It's not where your qualification can get you to. It is what God created you to be that Jesus gave you the liberty to become. That's what we are dealing with. So they don't just settle for everything that this one is enough for you. You take life stage by stage. But believe me, one day, listen to me, one day somebody hearing me, I didn't know God will call you. Dangote will call you and say, please, we would like to talk with you. That's not preacher's talk. I'm telling you the fact. Amen. Ah, they're not human beings. They get two heads. No. All flesh is what? Grass. All the naira they have is grass. So if you have plenty of grass is what? Grass. You are getting the logic. Yes. Listen, ask my wife. When she first met me, she looked and said, this man. Because you know, that time I found out I was 20 kg lighter than what I am right now. Yes, I weighed myself. I was 20 kg smaller than this. If it's money, I was 2,000 kg less than this one. Are you getting my point? I don't have to tell you. Of course, you know how many years I've been married. So I was like 15 years younger than this. Yes, she looked at me and said, this man, you are just full of yourself. Because when it comes to talk, I didn't know how to talk small. I didn't have the ability to. You know when some people are jealous of people, I don't understand what they call jealousy. I've never felt inferior to anybody. Why should I be jealous of you? Look, you are jealous of those who are better than you, don't be so? I've never seen anybody better than me. All my life. Since I knew Christ Jesus and I saw the word of God, I've never seen one person better than me. Bishop Oyedepo, I used to love him and respect him. Not just senior bro. Senior bro, that level, now he be. Because even he preached to us and said, the same God is rich unto all that call upon him, for there is no difference. Did he not tell you that in Lagos? So we heard it and we felt very happy about it. So my wife looked at me. She didn't know the kind gospel with me I don't hear. You thought I would be walking humbly. I only walk humbly before the Lord. The day one policeman said, hey, you stop. I look at him. What's the problem? He said, I'm a policeman. I said, can I see your ID card? I was running mufti. DG, my brother was driving. He almost collapsed. He thought every human being should tremble in the presence of, wait. The Bible says the righteous is as bold as a lion. Listen, in life, we just give honor to whom honor is due. Otherwise, I will sit down and go there and say, Aleku, how far? Just that you know, you're supposed to respect your seniors. Somebody will pass you. And that's, again, that's my rule. You get to my office, if you see me talk to my mortuary attendants who are older than me, I talk to them, like the Bible says, talk to the older ones like fathers. I'm the boss, so I'm the head of the department. Oh, you see, but I try my best. Say I go school past you. Are you getting my point? I'm salary case, full civil service. I'm much higher than you. Does not change the fact that deep inside, we are all made by the same God. We are all subservient to the same Father. And if you have faith, you are just as good as I am. The only difference between me and you is whether you get faith or you not get faith. Nobody say I go school, you not go. All school is grass. I hope you know that. Yes, all school is what? Grass. I say jokingly in my office, Augusta, but it's a conscious thing I did. Once you're an older person, they think I'm just being jovial, but I do it deliberately. Augusta, how now? Shake it with two hands. And this is somebody who maybe is on level 4 when I'm on level like 16. But there's a commandment of scripture. And the Bible says the rich and the poor have one thing in common. God is the maker of them all. So listen, if I see Aliko Dangote tomorrow, the same respect. I give older people, and what the Bible calls ruler amongst men. Once somebody is a ruler amongst men, you also give the person honor. But deep inside, oh boy, you're not better past me. That one are your ministry. This one are my own. Some of you here, you are ministers of corporations, amen?
Amen?
And your corporation will be bigger than that of Dangote in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Some of us are ministers of preaching. And we are going to bless multitudes. We are blessing multitudes. We'll bless them in millions, in hundreds of millions, and listen to me, in billions.
Amen.
One thing I'm setting off is that the time will come, I'm talking as a preacher, all right? Adapt this onto your life. As a preacher, I'm certain of this. I am very certain. The time will come, I'll just go to the airport and say, today, I don't want to even fly commercial, and I don't want to buy a private jet. I'll just sit down there. My wife said, husband, what's going on? I said, I don't want to fly commercial. And I know they buy private jets. Not because it's bad, though. I just don't want to buy. So what are you going to do? Hey, call you can now. You not get private jet. Let him send it here. Let him come and fly me. Oh, God, nonsense. That. He said, it's 15 million naira in fuel to go to America and come back. I said, that is what I feel like eating today. No, listen, I will call you one day. You know, some things I don't do now. Nobody say, just at the watch time. One day I will be on the road. One car will go past. View. I will say, what is that? Maybe I can look with him that this is Cadillac. I said, give me my phone. Call Udechukwu. Tell him I like it.
Amen.
That's it. Daddy, no apologies. When he brings it, I thought you bring yesterday. Why is he just coming today? He says, sir, you know what happened was that they said that the color you asked for, you know, it took them later to deny. You are sure it's just color? He said, yes. What else will it be now? Color. Just color. Let me have it. Let me inspect it. Is it the correct height? Yes, you can go. Did you hear that? I didn't say thank you. Just say you can go. I will call you one day, you know. What is the joy? Look, that's my own ministry. That's my job. I'm a preacher. I may not build a company like that, but you that I'm preaching to, you will build 10 times that.
Amen.
It's well with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say it again, in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Righteousness is my portion.
Righteousness.
Say it, holiness is my portion.
Holiness is my portion.
I have been forgiven.
And I live in forgiveness.
Let me just end with this. We do not continue in sin that grace may abound. We'll talk about that later. It's well with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I declare to you that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life.
Amen.
And you will abide in the presence of the Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Put up your right hand again. Peace be upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus said to disciples, and what he says to one, he says to all. He said, my peace I give to you. That your right hand is carrying the peace of God in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you get home, what do? Put your hand on that wall and say to that house, peace be upon this house. Listen, inside there, your phone will ring one day and the peace of God will bring connections your way.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your plumber that is sick in that house will get healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Cherub, brethren.